One, two, three, let's go.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
What's better than this? Guys being drunk.
Oh yeah, look at that little teamwork we got going on. Yes, sir.
A little menage a trois on the soundboard.
Menage a trois. A little menage a deux. Am I right?
Dude, speaking of menage a trois, so
we got a menage a trois going right now.
We do, because Fabrizio's here with us.
Hey, yo, what up, dog?
What up?
Enchanté.
Yeah. Speaking of menage a trois, have you ever had a threesome?
No.
Okay.
Damn, I felt so sad.
I'm not even going to ask you. Yeah.
Wait, hold up. Have you had a threesome?
No.
All right, threesome, two dudes, one girl. Yes or no?
No.
No, thanks.
All right. I know.
Oh. Okay.
I'm too territorial.
Am I the girl?
I threesome, three girls.
You got the longest hair.
It's true. Something to pull on.
Hey, yo, buy her some dinner first.
Yeah.
No.
No.
Andrew Tate says I should.
Oh, that bald motherfucker, man. Yeah. That dude's so fucking funny. Like, it makes me laugh that people like take him seriously.
Oh yeah,
that's what I think is funny about it. It's like, this dude, there's no way.
See, right? But the thing is though, like when he does that stuff, like sometimes I'm like, is this dude serious? Like I can't tell.
Right? Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Is he so committed to the bit?
Is it a bit though? That's the thing.
I don't think it is. I think he really believes the BS he's spitting. I just be saying things.
Well, I don't know why I brought that up. No, okay, so I do remember why I brought up menage a trois. So do you guys remember back when Snapchat was cool?
Yeah.
And
wait, it's not?
Do you guys remember the weird ass fucking stories I would do about the food?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, you guys
remember that? I thought that was cool though. I was like, my man really likes to cook.
I do really like to cook. No, but it was like I was ahead of the curve, bro. Like food wars.
Yeah,
are you hip to food wars?
Nah, I mean I can kind of understand the concept, but I haven't watched anything that's like food wars.
Boars?
Like, it's that anime. It's the food wars.
Food.
It's a cooking show anime.
Nah.
Oh well, yeah. But I was ahead of the curve. So
imagine a world.
If you know, you know.
Hold on. Japanese manga anime series.
Huh?
There's an anime about it.
Yeah, it's a fucking.
Yeah, that's what it's called.
And a manga. A manja? Manja series?
Mangina?
Mangina?
Oh, so...
Yes, please.
Fucking...
Funny. Are you going to talk about the grip, bro?
The bus.
What?
What's the deal?
Did you guys watch that video I said about the Carl Weezer?
No.
Which one?
Oh, my God. You guys didn't fucking
watch it? Wait,
which
one? Which one?
Was it on... Please,
I don't know if it was on here.
My phone's not in reach, bro.
Dude, you got to scroll, man. I send y'all motherfuckers.
Oh, here it is.
Fire.
Hey, Jimmy.
Go ahead.
Do you know there's click only... On it. I'm not going to... All right. Well, let's get canceled today, boys. Oh, boys. All right. It's thinking. It's...
Did you know that there are only two sexes?
Oh, come on, Carl. You can't say that. This is the 21st century. Gender is a whole spectrum. We can't resort to making these homophobic and boring jokes.
Jimmy, calm down. Let me finish what I have to say first. God, it's like you went to Twitter and you think you're better than everyone.
Okay. Go on.
Thank you. So anyway, there's only two sexes, right? Sex with your dad and sex with your mom!
Haha, Carl, very funny.
Aw, man, Jimmy, you should have seen the look on your face. I got you good.
You got me.
But Jimmy, for real, your mom's cheating on your dad with me.
Yo, what the
yeah,
fuck?
Yeah, I thought I should let you know because you're my friend and everything, but I also might be your new stepdad. Let's go!
Dude, oh, just
man,
keep watching.
Jimmy, you should have been there. You should have seen it. I was like, I gave her my croissant, and she was like, oh, Carl, yes. Oh,
I don't really want to hear Carl. This.
Jimmy, man, it was insane. Yo, I didn't know your mother had that llama grip push my dad.
Yo!
It was so nasty, Jim. Like, really nasty. Like, I had no idea your mother was like that. Your like, mother... the moment she popped out the vacuum cleaner and said, I'll use this to drain you.
What the fuck?
What the fuck?
I knew that this
fuck?
Was no ordinary housewife, Jimmy. Your
How long is this?
There
we go.
Oh, God damn, bro.
Jimmy's mom.
She pulled out the vacuum to say, I'm going to drain you with this. I'm scared, bro.
Dude,
Jimmy's someone's mom. Getting pregnant tonight.
Dude, I watched it like twice in a row. I was like, what the fuck? Dude, people have so much.
Someone made that. Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody sat down and was like, you know what? This will be fucking hilarious.
This is going to slap.
And here we are laughing at it.
Yeah. And now everyone who listens gets a little treat.
Fuck yeah.
All 10 of you.
Jimmy's mom.
That there was only 9.
If we get the 20, Jimmy's mom will give us the vacuum cleaner.
Croissant.
Yeah. I wish I could do a good Carl Weezer, but
I just got the asthma. That's about it.
Yo.
My inhaler on the back side of my backpack, the pocket side.
Cheers, bro. I'll drink to that. I don't even know where my inhaler went.
I'll drink. Mine's you don't even backpack. Drink, bro.
Mine's in my backpack.
You have one too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have allergy-induced asthma.
Oh. I've got an obesity-induced asthma.
I was just born with asthma, dog.
It doesn't
genetically
help.
Superior.
It doesn't help that I like
what?
Smoke. Like
smoke.
Chimney.
Smoke.
Vape, I should say. And I used to smoke a lot of cigarettes.
Ciggies.
This podcast is brought to you by Marlboro.
That's hey, yo, did you
Marlboro.
Check out the...
Smoke one, bitch.
No free clout.
Did you check out the factory?
No, I just drive by it.
Bro,
yeah,
stop looking at
chimney.
It.
Yeah.
Just hit it one day.
The Marlboro?
Hell yeah.
I miss smoking marbles. Marlboros.
The Camel Crushes.
Fuck that.
Dude, Dom saved my life at your reception.
Oh, he let you bomb
yeah,
one?
He
nice.
Gave you one. I was like, ah, let's go. I was like, this is why I love you, Dom.
I think he smokes Marlboro Lights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
They're nice.
Yeah, he was telling me, he's like, your mom scared the shit out of me. I stepped out to have a cig, and your mom, like, just appeared out of nowhere. So, yeah.
She has quiet footsteps.
Was she like ninja and shit?
What's that perk in Call of Duty? The silent footstep one?
Oh, fuck.
You know which one I'm talking
Make
about.
Sure you guys talk about the right term, because last time y'all used the term, I don't remember if it was COD or Halo, but Suki was like, that's the wrong term.
Who cares?
Suki does.
Call.
It's not lightweight, is it?
Call of Here. Duty,
lightweight,
no
bitch.
Footsteps.
We're gonna find out, and I'm gonna be mad.
Modern Warfare 2. In the meantime, folks, football starts up, and we're pretty excited because we're gonna go see Virginia Tech play this
dead
weekend.
Silence.
Woo!
Dead
silence.
Yeah, my mom has dead
let's
silence.
Let's go
bro.
Hokies, bro.
Yeah, let's go Hokies. Woo!
Let's go Hokies.
I'm hyped, bro. I've been watching, like, intros Excuse of me. The...
Enter Sandman?
Yes. It's yeah. getting me fucking rock hard. Like,
hey, yo.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, yo, that's some after pod
2 centimeters
session.
Wide, 2 centimeters long.
Hey, yo.
I'm chode up.
No.
No? Anyone feeling that one?
No.
That's just like a big clit at that point.
Big clit. Big
hey, bro,
clit
don't
energy.
Make fun of big clits, dog.
See, it's like shit like this. This is exactly what I meant when I texted you. I'm like, do we really put this on YouTube?
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's yeah.
As grand as an idea as it would be.
Yeah. I don't need to come in on Monday one time. And my
What's that saying we grew up with? No face, no case?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
True. Can't really put a face to us if it's an audio visual. Yeah.
We should probably stop tagging our Instagrams too.
Nah, fuck it. Let's go. Who gives a shit?
Who gives a shit, man? Only
like, as long as you're not legit slandering or like legit being disrespectful, I think it's calm.
Yeah.
If people like are upset about stuff, they just need to speak up and be like, hey, that's not cool. And you go, okay, cool. Thanks
well,
for giving
it's
us
all
feedback.
Fun and games to your boss is like, well, hey, this isn't cool. And right, we're going to go a different direction.
Yeah, but you should, like, the thing about adults, in my opinion, is you should be able to give them constructive criticism and then an opportunity to like reflect and adjust.
Well, that's everyone.
Yeah, but you know, adults suck ass.
Yeah.
We're supposed to be adults.
Yeah, we're almost
30, know,
bro.
I'm so tired of like just fucking dealing with people at this point.
Like almost half of us are married.
I think
almost
about one fifth of us are married.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was about to say, what the fuck? Who's the half?
I'm married in spirit.
Yeah.
I
was married in spirit for a long time.
Official. Okay.
Okay.
Interesting
now
statement.
The government knows you're official.
Yeah, now they can. Well, actually, I might get.
Do you, what's the word? File single or married?
Well, now he files married.
What the fuck? Morbius is on Netflix?
It's Morbin time.
Oh, fuck.
I don't talk about my finances on the podcast.
For legal reasons, I'd rather not share that information.
It's more of my wife's money.
All right, guys. My social security number ends with... No.
I'll give you every... Yeah. You know every number. This is my social. You know every number. Figure it out. It's 1 through 9, and it's only, what, like 7
Sometimes
numbers?
It's a 0.
Three, two, five, nine.
So it's 9 numbers, 10... Yeah, you can figure it out.
Yeah. There's only millions.
It's like 9 times 8 times 7 times 6 times 5 times 4 times 3 times 2 times 1.
And that would be the number. This fucking guy.
That's the mathematician in my
nerd. Nerd alert.
Yeah, does anybody have social security number like 1111111?
Someone did.
No shit.
Someone had to have, right?
I don't know. Maybe they obsoleted that number.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, how many...
I don't know. I don't go around asking, is your social security all ones?
I got to imagine the first person was like 00001, right?
Yeah.
And then 000002.
Until they realized, like, wait, this isn't a good system.
Right.
No, I would think that they just did
it. It has to be random. I mean, that's why when people die, do they recycle social security numbers?
Could be. Well, I don't know. Could be.
Right?
I think they do.
Probably.
I mean, at one point, it has to be obsolete.
Right.
Because there's only so many combinations.
Can I get a calculator,
we'll
just add another number, you know?
That's true.
Instead of 9, just make it 10.
I need the math.
Yeah.
I need to see numbers.
Let's go to Social Security office and tell them, let's FOIA a Social Security office and be like, show us the data. Show us how you do
it. We want to see it.
And then they're going to be like, that would be $9,000 for this, and then all of it's like censored out.
Fuck.
What?
That's how FOIA works. For like, if you're like...
Privacy laws or whatever?
Right. The freedom of information, right? You can request information from like government agencies or whatever. Right.
Yeah.
But they like, yes, they will give you the information, but like they can play hardball. They can like charge you a lot of money or be like, oh, this is going to take a long time to get. And then I still think they can like censor stuff out, censor like sensitive information.
So following up with that note, so apparently.
I think, don't quote me on it.
So do you guys remember Donald Duck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I was
just I thought that was like a joke.
No,
like, I was waiting for you to say, like, psych!
I know we all know, but just for confirmation's sake, just in case somebody here lives under a rock.
The white duck?
So, yes.
Okay. Yeah.
So, apparently...
Yeah! Why is Donald white and Daffy black?
So...
Anyways.
So, that sailor getup that Donald has?
Yeah.
He's actually an armed service member.
Yeah, I saw that on the internet. He's okay.
When was it, around World War II? I forget what year, but after they I guess retired him, quote unquote, from the military.
Yeah.
They promoted him to sergeant.
Uh-huh.
And Donald Duck's service history, because of his propaganda and stuff through the cartoons,
uh-huh,
is considered military information.
You gotta go through the Department of the Navy.
Yep. So you gotta go through like you gotta jump through all the hoops to get information on Donald Duck.
Like what the fuck?
Concerning his like military history and stuff.
Damn.
So like fucking
Walt Disney really fucked.
Yeah, he
that
retired. He got retired as a sergeant.
Yep,
that's so funny.
What about Popeye? Isn't he a sailor? Is he Navy?
I don't know.
It's a great question.
Let's find out, folks.
Are there sergeants in the Navy? By the way,
I don't know. I just Googled it and said Donald Duck sergeant, Popeye Navy or Coast Guard. Nice.
Oh, Coast Guard. True.
Popeye the Sailor Man was originally Popeye the Coast Guard Man. This may seem like blasphemy to some, but Popeye and his
blasphemy. Goddamn.
The famous sailor did join the Navy, but as of 1937, Popeye is firmly in the Coast Guard.
Oh, that's cool.
Wow.
I never really thought about those as propaganda.
Dude, did you not see any of the shit that they were putting out at that time?
Eat your
spinach. I'll be honest, dog. I was a simple-minded young adult / child.
They literally showed us in, like, fucking history classes.
What year?
I want to say junior.
All right, I'll be honest. English and history, I slept through.
Okay, that's fair.
I just don't do well with those subjects. I legit had to study for those.
Well, like, I have to study for every
math
subject,
and science. I was like easy peasy lemon squeezy.
Yeah, I know. You, him and Suki were the both fucking the math nerds, man.
Well, no, Suki helped me out with chemistry, dog. But math, I was like Gucci as shit.
Yeah, I know. You were the whiz.
But, like, fucking English? Bro, vocab words? My bitch ass would, like, literally be drilling fucking vocab with flashcards, like, hours.
Yeah.
And people are like, how do you not remember that? I'm like, sorry, I can't fucking spell. Damn, bro.
I wish I was getting drilled.
Oh, my God.
Hey, yo.
I can't find Popeye's rank, so... Sorry, folks.
E1.
Yeah, E1. Private. Private.
Is that considered private?
Yeah.
Or I mean, private, like, what, no insignia. What is an E1 in the Coast Guard?
E1 Coast Guard?
Do they still go by E, or are they like S for sailor?
I don't know, bro.
Sailor 1, Sailor 2.
Seaman recruit.
What the fuck?
Rough. And then oh, E, yeah, that's when E1 is. I thought you meant
the other seaman.
I'm trying to seaman retention.
You know better.
You know better.
Nah, I'm very mature when it comes to not stuff.
See man? Yeah, I do see men all the time.
Aren't you married to a woman?
No, I see men, like, every day.
All right, that's cool, yeah. Dude. I'm going to tell your wife.
I also see woman every time, too.
Hey, yo, bro. Open relationship? Okay.
Well, yo, why's it got to be see men, bro? Why can't it be see woman?
I don't know. I feel like, you know, the patriarchy, just too misogynistic to give.
Wow,
women.
They made a Cuphead show?
Yeah, dude, it's actually pretty good. It's kind of trippy, though. I wouldn't do it, like
if someone you're high?
No. If, like, someone's tripping on acid,
yeah, that's yeah.
Would not recommend.
Like, dude, the cups are coming at me, bro.
Yeah, they got some sketchy-ass shit. There's the devil in there and everything.
Yeah, nightmare, like, nightmare, nightmare.
Powerpuff Girls, they had, like, the trans devil.
Him.
Yeah.
Hams.
Did you see the episode when what's the mayor and Mrs. The red hair lady?
Yeah,
she does that pencil joint when she sharpens his pencil, and he like nuts.
It looks like dick and balls.
Yeah.
You don't remember
like,
that?
No. Like she approaches him, and he's like, seducing
him.
Snapped. Yeah. And she's like, oh, I'll help you. He grabs her hand, sticks the pencil into the sharpener.
Yeah, wait. So
and he's nuts.
For him, what is the actual? I guess sexual identity of the cartoon character. Has that been
he's a cartoon?
Yeah, I mean, but like, you know what I mean? Like, people are like very serious about that stuff.
It's Powerpuff Girls. Here we go. Yeah, I'm keep talking. I'm pulling it up.
Yeah, I was just, you know, I was curious about it. Just, I don't know. It just popped in my head.
I think him is a him because it's him.
It's a monster, bro. Gender, male. All right.
Yeah.
According to Powerpuff Girls Wiki.
Doesn't he have claws for hands, though?
He does.
Or claws for, I guess, upper extremities? How'd this bitch open doors?
Very
I want to know that.
Like,
can you imagine that? Like, you reach for a door, you just cut the fucking handle?
Yeah, I wish like I had hands.
Edward Scissorhands?
Fuck ads.
Edward Scissorhands.
That was a weird movie. You ever see that one?
Yeah, I watched that as an adult.
It's weird.
It is. I was like, what the fuck was the point of this?
This movie's balls. Damn, dude. She's fucking seducing his ass.
Look at this. See, look. Thing?
Damn, but she's showing her.
Pencil go snap. Here. Let me.
He's straight nuts right here, bro. Watch.
That looks like kicking balls. Hey, looks like kicking balls.
Oh, my God. I didn't see the balls till now.
Yeah, his little fingers look like balls.
Hey, yo. Yeah, typically it doesn't slide in and out like that.
All right.
They just hold it. They just hold it. And
yeah,
it gets shorter and shorter.
Remixing it.
It's like his dick was big and then his dick gets soft, bro.
Oh, yeah. You
that's
see
the nut
nutty?
Right there. That's the nut part. Nice. All the shit that we miss when you were younger.
Wait, and his pencil comes back like really short, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It happens. Because
it shrinks.
Yo, it'd be like that.
It do be like that.
It do be like that. How the hell do we wind up like this?
Bro, stop singing great
Why
songs.
Why weren't we able...
Dude, this is really bad, but we're 20 minutes in, and I don't know what to talk about.
Nice. Let's just.
I mean, so we got the upcoming trip.
Yeah, that's gonna be sick.
Yeah, upcoming trip. To Tech, we're gonna what the first
home game of the season, all baby.
Right. Yeah. Oh fuck, it's gonna be packed like a bitch.
Oh,
yeah,
it's
realize.
Gonna be wild, bros. It's gonna be fucking. It's gonna be fucking insane.
I was thinking about doing a Sandwich Slammer, but I don't think I can do it, bro. I used to do it all the time in college,
dude. No way.
I was thinking like, maybe I'll go halfsies with someone.
You'd be fucking dead.
I'd be so fucking dead.
You know what Sidewalk Slammer is?
No.
A so 40 you, and a Four Loko, bro.
So you drink the, 40, like, down to the label.
Yeah.
Then you fill it up with Four Loko. And then you drink all of that. And when you're done, you smash the bottle on the sidewalk.
Well, I didn't do that last part, but...
What the fuck?
Yeah. Hey, but that would be my only drink of the night, bro.
Yeah.
I'd be plastered.
You'd be so fucked up. Your
drink for the weekend.
That was my go-to back when I was 21.
The Sidewalk Slammer?
Bro, dude, you're $3... So frat. No, fuck you. So frat, $3 40 and $3 for Loco, bro?
Where did you come up with this shit? You just went on Google and it's like, drinks to get me fucked up.
And I just talked to friends and they were like, yo, this shit will get you fucked up. And I tried it once and I got hooked. It should taste like Jolly Rancher, bro. Old Steel, what is it? Steel Reserve.
Oh, you went Steel Reserve?
Yeah,
you
know, I can't do Old English.
Dude, I remember you were... R.I.P. the GOAT. They don't make Old English anymore.
Oh, shit.
It makes me sad. That was my go-to 40.
Steel Reserve. And then the Four Loko, the green sour apple, bro.
Oh, dude.
Tastes like a green Jolly Rancher, dog.
You ever do Brass Monkey?
No.
Old English and...
Brass Monkey.
That funky monkey. It's, yeah, Old English and...
Excuse me.
O.J.,
hey, yo, what time is it?
It's a great question.
It's 7:30.
Oh, bet. I still got it.
This was me pulling up with the 40. Damn, that's fucking loud.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
There. Yeah, this was me. Yeah, I thought I was the tits, man, in Dubuque, just drinking Brass Monkey. Yeah.
That's straight, man.
Yeah, drinking so tight.
We're so cool. So like, sick. Just look at us and pay attention to us.
Yeah.
Nah, fuck your attention, dog. Send me some money.
True. That'd be nice.
Shit about your attention. I want your money.
We should start a Patreon.
Hey, yo.
Just move all our content to
linktree.co, bro.
I thought about making a Linktree because I think you get paid per click, right?
I don't know.
I think that's how it works, right? What? The link tree?
I don't fucking know.
All right. Anyway, so let's assume you get paid per click, right?
Yeah, yeah. You get like 1/1000th of a cent.
Anyway, yeah.
So just click it a lot, bro.
So fuck, I was thinking of setting one up, but all my links would just be Rickrolls. Like you click on it and it just redirects you to Rickroll.
The fuck?
Yeah. I don't know, man. Like I obviously don't have like shit to sell, so but I'd like to get paid for doing nothing. So
I'd like to get paid for just existing. And that's not because I just really value money. It's just because, honestly, it would be very helpful with my car issues at this moment.
Well, fucker doesn't appreciate the grind like I do.
Fuck. Fuck car issues, bro.
Dude, Suki tagged me in like this thing about like beer prices across the NFL.
Okay.
And Washington has the highest beer prices at like 14.
I believe it.
Yeah, at $14 a beer.
Yeah, because they need to... They got to pay for that fucking...
That shitty-ass stadium.
The training that they need.
Yeah.
I don't even think it's going to that. It's just going straight to fucking...
It's going to Dan Schneider's pockets.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's like $14 a beer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus. And at the stadium?
Yeah, at the stadium.
Fuck that.
Yeah. So I commented, I'm like, I wish they'd raise it to $20 so I'd grind harder.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, so... It's September 8th, folks. I know we're like 20 minutes into this. If you're wondering what day we're recording, this probably will come out...
In like a month.
Yeah, probably in a month. We still got one cooking.
Dude, I know. It's been a month.
Yeah.
Since we recorded the last one.
Honestly, I think that one's good to go. We just need a name. I don't think it has...
I think I sent you a bunch, but you got to
I got to dig for those.
Scroll through it.
Dig. High heat. What's that? Steamy, soapy, telenova.
It's either cooking or it's fire rescue, bro.
Mm.
Oh my god, a telenova fire rescue. I only saw one girl and like seven dudes, so
nice.
Hey, bro, what?
Solid ratio.
Whatever was on the fucking, you saw the characters on there.
This guy pulls. He's chill. His ratio is always 3-1.
Oh my god.
Who are you?
I don't know, man. Oh, bro, speaking of that, holy shit. So,
what, Joel, somebody showed up to your reception? He's like, bro, I'm not showing up to your reception if it's not a 5-1 ratio.
There's too many dudes here, dude. No, Joel and I went to Camden Yards last Friday, or Camden Park.
What's that for all the people that don't know? And I mean people, I mean me.
Yeah, I was like, us.
You know, where the Orioles play up in Baltimore.
Oh, yeah.
these fucking frat dudes show up. And
where the bitches at?
Pretty much. Well, they had no, they weren't like that, but like they were very drunk and they weren't being obnoxious, but they were like vaping. And this is so funny. So like they're very drunk, right? And they're like vaping openly at the park, and the park has a no tobacco policy.
Yeah, so one of the sections for that.
So one of the attendants was like, "Hey, like I see you vaping. Can you like please stop?" Right?
Yeah.
And they're like, "Yeah, bro, sure, we'll stop." And then a couple innings go by, and then security shows up. This dude is fucking jacked. Like, I wouldn't want to mess with him. And he comes up to the groups where the group's seating is like, you two, right here, right now. And
Dan got the baby oil all up in its arms and shit.
Pretty much. And they got kicked out. And my brother and I were pissing our pants laughing.
Wait, why? Have they stopped?
No, they didn't stop. They kept vaping.
They got kicked out.
So my brother and I were, Joel and I, brother, fuck whatever. We were laughing. We were like, do you know who my fucking dad is, bro?
No.
They didn't say that. My brother and I were like doing voiceover. Oh, okay. So fucking funny.
I was like, fuck.
Dude, oh, that would have been awesome. If we heard that, I think Joel and I would have like pissed our pants laughing.
Bro, no. I no.
You know who my fucking dad is, bro? He built Camden Yards. He sold Rushman a BMW.
He's been a season pass holder for the past 10 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Joel called him Uzma Kappa, which I thought was very funny. And, you know, he was like, I'm the fucking man at Townsend, which is the University of Maryland Global Campus. I'm the fucking man there.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, seeing those guys get kicked out was worth the price of admission alone. It was very funny.
Damn.
So I'm sure we're going to see a lot of that down in Cracksburg.
I fucking hope so. Last time we were at Tech, we had Waffle House. Yeah. Remember we saw that guy get arrested?
Yep.
In front?
Nah.
I remember that.
Oh, dude, you were... That was fucking hilarious.
Was that hungover?
No.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't know either.
I don't think we were drinking either.
Shit. Why was I there?
Because I remember we were literally just talking about that one other Indian kid that went to high school with us that got kicked out because he got fucked up too many times. And then the campus police caught him like asleep on the bench or something outside.
Damn.
And he lost his full ride scholarship.
What? The evil Suki.
It's funny. His name also started with an S.
Interesting.
Oh,
I don't know who it is.
Yeah, I didn't know that's what happened. All right, whatever.
Well, that's what you know, hearsay. That's what I heard.
Okay, I don't know.
Here, say this.
but like literally, like right after that conversation ended, we look outside and this guy's just like drunk. Like he has like three of his friends trying to hold him up, but they're probably drunk too.
Oh fuck!
But they're not as drunk. But
yeah,
police rolled up and we're like, just sit him down, sit him down.
Yeah,
and he's sitting there on the curb, like leaned up against the bus.
Like he needs some fucking alcohol poisoning. Yeah, fucking rescue.
That show was balls. Devil in Ohio. Fuck that show.
Wait, is the show being balls good or bad? Bro?
Bad.
All right.
It's bad balls.
You want balls in your eyes?
I mean, I don't like balls, but I know a couple of people who do.
Balls.
That's fair.
Anyway. So, that show is terrible. Well, what about ass? When you say that shit is ass.
I mean, I usually say ass is edible, so.
But, you know, the connotation that.
Yeah. That, it sounded like it was negative, but again, just.
Or like shit.
For clarification.
That show is shit, and then that show is the shit.
It's all about tone and delivery.
It's about context, but yeah, fuck The Devil in Ohio. That show sucked.
That other movie you told me to watch, the corn one, that was weird.
I told you it was weird.
Corn? Yeah. Children of the Corn?
No, Into the Long Grass or some shit.
Yeah, so not corn, long grass.
Corn, long grass, what's the same? What's the difference?
Dude, oh my God, fucking corn, bro. So that fucking Corn Kid song has been stuck in my fucking head for the past week and a half.
Bro, I keep seeing the meme, but I don't know it.
Oh, it's a Stephen King.
It's been driving me fucking nuts, dude.
That's everyone's I Like Turtles is the Corn Kid.
It's corn.
Oh. Yeah, I know.
Big lump with knobs. It's got the juice. It's got the juice.
What the fuck? Yeah. Nobody can see this, but we're making eye contact. It's very passionate.
Corn.
I can't imagine a more beautiful thing.
Corn Boy.
Eye contact.
It's Corn Kid extended with lyrics. This has a fucking ad. Of course it does. Why is everything so monetized? Just make content for the fucking
capitalism.
Make content for the fucking game, bro.
Disgusting. Yeah, we say that, but as soon as we get somebody's like, "Hey, you want to, you know, do our ad?" I'm like, "Fuck
yeah, fuck yeah, bro."
There you go. What do you like? Bump it up. It's cold. A big lump of knobs.
messages.
I can tell you all about it. I mean, look at this thing. When I tried it, I don't anything change. It's
cold. Have you not heard this?
I have not.
What? Dude, I know you're SP on like TikTok or IG.
I am. I am a
and
lot.
You've never seen this shit.
I've never seen that shit.
Oh my God. I can tell you all about it. What? Now, I want to see your fucking IG reel and see what kind of...
Hey, yo, it's chill.
Right, I want to pull it up right now.
I don't have my phone on me, dog.
I want to see what kind of algorithm you got going
on. I don't have my phone with me, dog. I really don't. You can feel my pockets.
No, it's cool. I trust you.
I got a jet, bro. All
right.
Yeah, have a good weight
lifting session. Yeah, I need it, bro. Been a rough day. All right. Well, y'all have a great one. Love you, listeners. Y'all stay blessed or whatever. Bye. What?
Is that me? Nope.
This is Fabrizio's walkout music, which he's not hearing.
Is this the Sandman?
No, this is Nicki Minaj. I can lick it, I can ride it, while you slip it and slide it, I can do it. That's all. That's Fabrizio's For You page. It's all girls dancing to that song.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Not or it's wrong. Just it's just a million CGI'd him just twerking.
True.
You can see that too.
True. Then there were two.
And then there were two. Damn it, you beat me to it.
Ménage à deux. Yeah, man.
Recognize that bottle?
Is that from the wedding party?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, man. Hell yeah. Fuck yeah, man. Yeah, the wedding party was sick, bros.
That was awesome. I was not expecting to get thrown in. I thought it was just going to be you.
Oh, I knew I was getting thrown in.
Yeah.
I did not expect everyone else to start jumping in.
Yeah, I didn't either. I did not plan at all to get wet.
I think people were frothing, you know.
What?
Like,
to just jump back
to in. To just jump in.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, me getting chucked was they lit the fuse.
Oh, my God. Okay, so I watched a video of you guys recording me getting thrown in.
Right.
And I was like, why the fuck did nobody take off my other shoe?
I realized. You had one shoe on?
Yes.
That's so funny.
You know what's funny?
Huh?
Do you know who the fuck was holding my leg?
Who?
You motherfucker.
Oh, I don't remember. Dude, sorry.
I know. Yeah. It was like I was like, well, that's why that person couldn't take my fucking shoe off. He's already holding my leg.
True. True, yeah.
But I got out, I was like, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
I was like, why?
Come on, man. My shoe.
I was telling Fabrizio the other day that Anthony was the one holding my leg, and that's why I went into the pool with one shoe on.
Yeah. Sorry.
All right, bro. Have a good lift sesh.
Bye.
Hit a new PR for me.
Yeah, man. What time is it? It's like almost 8. What are you doing tonight? Like around 8:20-ish? You want to watch Thursday night football together?
We can. I mean, we're going to be out all weekend, so I think I'm going to... The right thing to do would be to spend time with my
the
better
GF.
Half. Yeah.
All right. I understand. The Sea Beast. Interesting.
I wanted to watch it, but nobody wants to watch it with me.
What about Love is Blind After the Altar?
I'm not watching that shit.
Me neither. I watched a couple of Love is Blind and like...
Oh, really?
It's, yeah.
It's just the speed dating shit, but it's, yeah. You know, with the wall, but it's over... It's like catfishing, but they know they're real people.
Something like that, yeah.
So it's like long, long distance that they've never met.
Uh-huh. Excuse me. Yeah.
Do they, and then like what, the whole premise is they've never seen each other type of shit?
Or? Right, till you get hitched. What and then the you see fuck? Each other like at the altar.
How much do people get paid to do that?
That I don't know what the check was looking like, but.
To get paid, of course.
Yeah, of course you got to get paid, right? But the, I don't know, it's trashy reality TV, so.
Yeah, exactly.
You know.
Like that 90 Day Fiancé shit.
Yeah, with Big Ed.
Hey, yo. Or what? No Neck Ed or whatever.
No Neck Ed, yeah.
What's up?
AK's not ready yet, so.
Huh? I'm selling for
a little longer. Yeah, I guess he was going with AK to the gym.
Oh, you're going with AK to the gym?
Yeah, he's not home yet, I told you.
Yeah, he's not fucking home. He just left with Christina to go pick up his car in Maryland.
Merlin? I'm hungry. Yeah.
All we gotta do is just boink, boink.
Now it's on.
Now it's right. On. Damn.
What the fuck? Why didn't you tell me that earlier?
Well, I didn't know you were going with him.
I thought I told you.
No, I think he told me. He's like, oh, I'm supposed to go to the gym with Fabrizio, but... And I was like, oh, okay.
What the fuck?
Well, I don't know. That's between y'all. What the fuck?
I know, but like...
I don't know y'all's plans.
What the fuck?
The fuck?
Don't look at me.
Hey, yo, what the fuck?
Ah, Enter the Sandman.
Pretty much, yeah.
Can you play this?
I can fake it.
I think everyone could fake it.
Yeah. I can play Enter Sandman.
Oh, true.
Yeah. Dude, I'm psyched, yo. I'm psyched. Oh, I'm pumped.
Speaking of, you know, like, sorry, disregarding the whole football thing, Virginia Tech game that we're going to go see on Saturday.
Yeah.
No, it was cool as fuck to finally meet our other fans from Iowa, your friends.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was dope. Cool. That was dope as fuck to meet them. So yeah. shout out them. It's great to finally meet both of them. Yeah, because I remember, what is it? The one homegirl, like, messaged the GBD IG.
Mm-hmm.
And...
like, yo, I'm coming into town.
Yeah, and she's like, I'm so excited to finally meet you. I'm like, what?
Como.
You're like, who are you, bro?
I was like, I knew who she was. But, like, I just didn't, it didn't click in my head. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, what do you mean she's finally...
Yeah, I was scared when you're like, oh, it's Fabrizio. I was like, oh, what the fuck?
Oh, that's what I'm saying, bro. It's like, oh my God, you're Donovan. I was like...
Yo, that's how I felt when your friends were like, oh my God, you're the Fabrizio? And I was like, what does that mean, Donovan?
They listen. No, that's fair. No, because, like, you guys are infamous in my other circles.
We be the infamous.
Like, but are we infamous for good reasons? Because
No one's infamous for a good reason, dumbass. That's why it's called infamy.
Like, hey, the Europe...
unnecessary hostility.
The Europe crew.
The Europe crew. Like,
Brandon
crew.
And Leslie.
Okay.
They're like, oh, you're Fabrizio.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, that was scary.
Yeah.
I was like,
what is this?
It's a Blake. Oh, it's the table condom.
Yes, the table condom.
John, what the fuck? What's a condom? Am I right, guys?
I hate y'all.
We have a good time, folks.
Do you still protect your willy?
Bro, never.
See?
Yeah.
You can't
hate.
Like, yeah, he's over here like, what the fuck, guys?
What the fuck,
like,
guys?
Bro, you fucking partake of the fruit, too.
Bro, I'm a virgin, bro.
Okay, this guy. What's the deal with fucking, guys?
Jerry, I'm waiting for her to pop the question.
Jerry, I'm trying to have sex with this broad, Jerry. George.
What question? Do you want to pick up Taco Bell and watch movies?
Let me, you guys remember, bro, like,
that was
pizza.
A girl spinning game. I'd be like, you're fucking trash.
You guys remember, like, the buy me pizza and touch my butt era of the internet?
Yes.
That shit was ass.
Yes.
That shit was ace. Or balls.
Ass.
It's ball ass or ass balls.
The bussy.
Ass balls.
It's the taint. It's
balls
taint.
On one side.
This shit
ass
is straight
on the other.
Taint.
Yo, what the fuck? What the fuck?
That's not gonna get.
We're starting something here, boys.
Yo, chill.
That shit is straight taint.
Dude, the thing is, though, like, it flows. So, like,
it does.
I can see it happening.
Yeah. Oh, man. We struck gold here, boys. Shit.
Boom. Clip it.
That shit
episode
is taint.
Title.
That shit is taint.
Straight taint?
The shit straight taint. Bro.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Damn, that's another.
Fuck yes.
That's another. A legend born, bro.
This podcast just bought itself another month of life.
Oh, it's a real legend.
Oh, it's a real legend. I said that today in the wild. It was awesome.
Oh, really?
In the wild?
In the wild. It was awesome. No one got it, but. Yeah.
Dude, I finally got my fucking box collection Avatar The Last Airbender back from my friend's house.
Nice.
Bro.
The DVD.
Get the hookah back.
Dude,
wrong friends.
Yo, fuck your friends,
so
bro, respectfully.
Friends.
Huh?
Said, so you just have so many friends.
Yeah, I think you have the most friends out of all of us.
I don't know about friends, but like... because like, I'd say friends are people that I like.
That's fair. You have
hang
the most,
out on the reg.
You have the most acquaintances.
Are you now the
most I would
people?
Say I'm plugged in. Like, I've got connections.
Again, I would state my previous statement.
Yeah. I mean, acquaintances is just like, oh, yeah, I know of him.
Yeah.
That's in my head.
Yeah, I mean, you know of many more people.
Yeah, but I think we're past acquaintances, and it's more like oh yeah, like yeah, fucking Donovan, yeah, he's fucking dope. You know, XYZ. You know, he helped me out with like, you know,
this guy. All right, what's the term for between a friend and an acquaintance, dog?
Friend Aitons.
A colleague.
A coworker.
An adult friend. Oh wait, no, that sounds like you fucking.
I would just say like
your special adult friend.
They're in my network. Does that make sense?
So are you fucking LinkedIn?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Fuck you.
This guy.
Purple Hearts.
Would you like to connect with...
Would you like to connect? Would you like to rank my skills or verify my skills or whatever the fuck that is? I put deal closing on my LinkedIn.
Oh, you fucking yes. Did it, bro.
Yeah, I did.
This guy.
What? I don't fucking use it. It's funny. All right, come on. It's funny.
It is funny.
Come on. It's funny, Shane. Yeah, you guys ever notice that?
I mean, you're supposed to take LinkedIn more seriously, but...
Come on.
Yeah, it used to be more serious, I think, when we were in high school or college. Now it's like, who gives a shit?
A fucking jerk off on LinkedIn. They're like, oh, I gave a homeless guy $1, and he came to work for me, and now he's making millions. This is the grind set you need. Or some shit like that. You haven't?
No.
Damn.
I do get a lot of scammers, like... Scams? Hit me up and be like, hey, you know, like, I saw your profile, and I think you'd be a great fit for our company. I'm like, I don't
know. For fake company 123.
It's not even a fake company. It's just like, you know, people looking for like super cheap labor because they know that like I'm fresh blood, basically.
Fresh.
Not the free labor.
Not Gilmore Girls.
What? Is the Netflix just scrolling through?
Yeah.
Bro, I can't get into The Sandman.
The Sandman.
I haven't watched it.
Does he make people go to sleep?
I watched one episode and I was like, what the fuck is this bullshit?
Mr. Sandman.
Good. Like I said, I can't get into it. I said it was bad.
Oh.
It's just not for me. Bum, bum, now, bum, Sing? Make me Sing kiss. 2, bro?
Electric Boogaloo?
Holy fuck.
That I never seen.
Just bum, bum, fuck. You know what I'm saying?
No,
I've never seen it. I've
See,
never seen
that's,
Sing
that's
1.
That's obscure. Is that a good fuck or is that a bad fuck?
Or is it straight taint?
He's gonna try to use that so many times this weekend now.
You got what? You gotta find one more time to use it for rule of thirds.
Rule of thirds, yep. Goddamn. Yes, sir. Oh yeah, dude. I'm gonna beat that into the fucking ground this weekend.
Yeah, he's gonna beat the meat.
I'm gonna beat my how is he supposed to schmeat his meat? You seen the Sing movies, though, for real?
I've seen the first one. I haven't seen the second one.
Bro, I started watching it the other night.
Call the midwife.
I know you're not going to judge me when your friend here watches One Piece, dog.
Imagine a
no, I mean, I'm not judging you. I want to fucking watch Sing, too, but ain't nobody want to watch that shit with me.
Bro, get new friends.
What's wrong with One Piece?
Yeah, what is wrong with One Piece?
It's 1,000 episodes.
It is like the most successful anime.
No. Imagine a world where pirates rule the world.
I don't know about most successful, but it's definitely one of the most popular.
Yeah, for sure.
And the longest running.
For sure. I mean, again, 1,000 episodes.
And then it's a metaphor.
They're over 1,000 now, and I think they're going to end it within the next 5 years. So an episode a week,
now.
However many that is.
52 times 5, dog. What the fuck?
Okay,
250.
Well, I told you I'm
125.
You know this. I'm not a fuck.
260. What the fuck? Y'all can't math for shit.
I know it's not 125.
Motherfucker.
Hello.
That's
not even divisible.
This fucking dork, man.
No. Yo, he doesn't know his prime numbers.
Shut up. I actually don't know what a prime number is.
It's the one you can't...
divide by itself, right?
Yeah. No, everything you divide by itself is one.
Okay. What one's a prime number?
Three divided by three is one, bro.
Oh, I guess,
You can't square it or something like that.
No.
Not square. Fuck, what's the opposite? Square root.
Square root it?
You can't square root it.
I don't remember what the...
Wait, oh, so up. Now you're going to bust balls? Yeah. Like, oh, these don't know what a prime number is.
Get off your fucking pedestal, you fucking math whore.
Hey, I'm a math whore? Call it right, bro.
Math.
Hey, whore? Yo.
Whore? What is a prime number?
They're going to give you like three or something.
Yeah. A prime number is a whole number greater than one whose only factor are one and itself.
Yeah.
So a factor is
So it's the opposite of what I said. So if you...
So it's like 1, 2, 3, 5, 7, 5, 11.
Greater than one, so it's not one.
Yeah. Almost Fibonacci numbers.
Because 2 times 2 is 4, so 4
That's
is not
so
a prime
crazy.
Number.
Why do you know Fibonacci?
I don't know.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
How the fuck do you know Fibonacci?
Tool, I guess.
From like work or
no, the band Tool.
Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah.
That's so weird that you know that.
Yeah.
Because that's what I use Fibonacci for my shit, or project management.
Really?
So, yeah. So
no way. You actually use, like, Fibonacci numbers?
Yes.
That's cool.
So when we fucking, so we create Boop. What's called, like, stories or whatever.
Yeah.
So it's, like, basically, like, your workload. And then to estimate, you know, how big the workload is, you use Fibonacci numbers. So
interesting.
1, 2, 3, 5, 8.
11.
No, 12.
Yep.
I was bro, that's not how you count, bro.
Okay, I can't do math. It's I think 12. We're figuring that out, folks.
What the fuck? It's 8.
8 plus 3 5. Is...
8 plus 5 is what?
13.
Yeah, so it's 13 and then...
Yeah.
Like 24 or whatever.
21? I don't know. I can't do math.
I'm not...
But I know like the first four Fibonacci numbers.
Yeah, but basically that's how we measure how big a work task is.
Yeah.
So...
I'll show you my big work task.
That's so fun. It like clear. I'm like, fuck, like I'm fucking learning. Talk like
it's the
feels good.
Yeah.
With the mathematics.
Mathematical.
Back in my homeland, we used to say when the arithmetics are arithmetitying.
Yeah, they say that in Peru.
They say that?
Yeah.
Cool. Do they really?
Do they really? Really?
He's shaking his head.
Why the fuck would they speak English, dog? No. It's a fucking they speak Spanish and Quechua.
Quechua.
Ketchup?
All right, get the fuck out of here. I can actually tell you get out of my house because I pay rent here now. Please remove yourself from my premises.
The what did you say? What?
The what?
The math ain't mathing?
Yeah, the math ain't mathing or the arithmetics aren't arithmetitty.
I can't smell.
Arithmetic?
Yep.
Arithmetitty.
Bro, so hold up. You can't do math and you can't spell English?
Nope. Dude, I should not have.
You can't say specific. That's been like a long time running
joke. Hey, bro, stop. Now you know he got a speech impediment.
That's not a speech impediment. You just can't pronounce one word.
Yeah.
Las matemáticas no son matemáticas.
Oh, my God. He said in Spanish.
What did you say in Spanish?
The math ain't mathing.
He's stupid.
For those of you who don't speak Spanish, he said the math ain't mathing. Let me repeat. The math ain't mathing. Thank you.
How do you say the letter R? It's just
R.
It's R.
Yeah.
And D.
D.
R de dos, der dos. R2D2.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Yes. Back to, yes, I can't spell or do math. Like, I am.
Were you a science and history man?
History more than science at the time. But, like, I am truly.
You were truly academically challenged.
Yes. Like. George Bush's No Child Left Behind, I benefited from that like a motherfucker, man. I can't spell. I'm almost 30 years old. That's crazy, right? Like
I don't know. Eso es pura manta.
What did you call me?
Eso es pura manta.
What's manta?
I don't know. It's just, that's straight date. It's finished.
Straight date.
Oh, my God. Oh, mancha.
We hit our quota, boys.
Dang.
Thank you, Google Translate. Thank you, Google.
Damn.
The taint.
Oh, man.
Don't say the taint and then go.
Yeah.
For legal reasons.
Dude, man,
no
fucking
cocaine.
Goose, bro.
Oh, my bad, dog.
No, dude, my nose has been congested for the past week, bro.
Bro, I have allergy meds.
I have allergy meds, too, but that shit ain't hurt. That shit not hurting it. That shit's not working.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
You need the pot thing, the nettle pot, nesting pot.
No, you need to do that, like, rinse where you, like, blow through your nostrils and then boogie comes out the other side.
Yeah, it's that pot thing.
I've got something similar. I've got a nasal rinse.
Yeah, that's what the pot is. You put it on your fucking
oh,
nose.
I thought the pot was like...
It's the same thing, but mine... It's the same thing.
Devil's lettuce. That's a different tool
song. It's a
bottle
that you squeeze so it shoots the water in.
Ugh. Yeah, it has like itch on the back of your brain, like the brain stem.
Yeah, you can feel it like behind your eyes.
Gross.
Yeah. Anyways,
who
yeah.
Who are
as,
you to wave your finger? You must
tool,
have
anyone?
Bro, just stop. Anyways, yeah, Goose. The little fuck. He was like running all around at night and shit.
Who, huh?
Goose?
Goose, it's his
it's my friend's.
Friend's cat, kitten.
You
oh, nice.
Ale?
I know a cat named Goose.
You remember Ale, though, from Richmond?
Yeah.
Yeah, she got a cat. His name is Goose.
Nice. My friend Megs Very has cute. A cat named Goose.
Cool. Who? Did we meet Megs?
No. She didn't come to the wedding.
Word.
Yeah.
Word.
Because she wasn't invited?
She was invited.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It'd be like this sometimes.
Yeah.
Just had to make sure I was putting you on the spot there.
Yeah, I was like, bro, that's a loaded question. That's not fair for Anthony.
Yeah. No, we're friends.
Deep in my Yo, I'm already tired again, bro. That fucking monster wore off like shit.
What Flav?
Oh, white.
Nice. The no sugar.
I like monster like I like my men.
So that's why long I started. I started rationing my monster, so like my one can throughout the day. Because what is it? You take half then, or half in the morning. So like the first 30 minutes before my meeting, I'll like chug half of it.
Okay.
And then I've got energy for the next like 4 to 5 hours.
Okay.
Which is how long caffeine typically lasts.
The fiend
says who?
Huh?
Says who?
The internet.
All right. My body's broken then.
But yeah, but if you abuse the fuck out of caffeine, yeah, of course you're going to need more.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's why I cut back.
I mean, there's already a second one. I don't think I should take a third. I feel like that's overkill.
I used to be a 2-a-day. No, dude, you're not going to go to sleep if you have a third. You literally just had one.
I'm not awake, bro. Like, I could sleep right now.
Are any of us?
Oh, fuck. I hate that. Every fucking night, that shit still scares me.
Scary.
What, the light just turns off?
Yeah, what the fuck, man?
Wow. It's on a timer, man. 8 o'clock.
I know, but I still forget.
Riverdale.
You really just read it off the...
Yeah. I'm sorry. I just love TV so much.
No, TV is a huge guilty pleasure.
I love television,
I shouldn't
say
a guilty pleasure. There's no guilt.
No, I fucking love... in college, dude, it was so bad. Like, we were at a bar, and they had TV on. Like, I just, like...
You'd be like, hey, they're playing Chowder.
Yeah, it didn't matter what was on. My head was cranked to the TV.
Yo, Chowder, bro?
Chowder?
Yo, who was the girl that was really into Chowder?
Panini.
Panini, yep.
Yo, Panini was thirsty.
Yeah.
Panini wanted that chode, bro, bad.
Oh, my God. All right, so if
she
we're going to start...
She was glucking for the cuck.
If we're going to start talking about thirsty characters...
Yeah.
Mordecai? Yep.
Finn the Human... Well, not really Finn. Finn
not... Nah, Finn the Human, really?
He's simp. No, so Mordecai,
yeah,
Panini,
right.
Or Agatha from Hey Arnold.
Damn, she was thirsty.
Who's Agatha?
The Angelica.
No, is it Angelica? No, Angelica was
Angelica's Rugrats.
Rugrats, yeah.
I don't think it was Agatha. On, what the fuck?
Helga.
Yeah, Helga.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Agatha.
Fuck you.
He was
guys.
Close.
What?
I didn't have
bitch
cable.
Where?
I didn't have cable growing up.
Bitch
so.
What? Bitch what? Bitch
it,
what?
It had the G and the A.
Helga,
Agatha,
the chick with the
I would say Panini, dog.
Panini still?
Yeah, Panini. 100%. Panini was straight groping like Chowder,
my
bro.
My man Chowder.
Like, if you had switched their genders or
he'd
their
be
sexes,
Pepe Le Pew.
It would be, yeah. That's why Pepe got canceled, bro.
I was giggling
oh, but
to
they
my...
Didn't, oh, but they didn't cancel Panini.
That's what I'm saying.
I was giggling to myself, like, how funny would it be if Warner Brothers did, like, a Pepe Le Pew apology tour?
Oh.
Like, you know.
I thought they brought him back.
No.
But now he's less creepy.
I don't know.
He's just romantic now, but he's not, like, a fucking perv, I think.
Yeah. No, I just thought it would be funny. Like, you know, they make him do an apology tour. He's like, oh, my behavior is so, you know, I apologize for my behavior.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that'd be funny because he's a fucking cartoon character.
Yeah, that's what yeah. I think is interesting. Like, for me, I'm like, yeah, like, that's a bit much. Like, that's definitely right. But like you guys were saying earlier, like, with Andrew Tate, right? That's what you said?
Oh, they straight up took him out.
Yeah, man. He's canceled.
They canceled his ass.
No, I thought they brought him back for some reason.
Nah.
Oh, mon cher.
He only got brought back to be canceled, bro. Cancel culture.
Damn. What about Andrew Tate?
I was saying, like, you know how, like, you're like, oh, Andrew. He has to be some kind of joke.
Right.
But it's not.
It's not?
Andrew Tate.
Andrew Tate.
Oh, my God.
Got him. Got his ass.
What the fuck?
Yeah, isn't he like a... He was like sex trafficking girls or something like that.
What?
Did y'all hear this?
No.
Might be
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's why he's actually getting canceled, because he's like a sex trafficker.
Yeah,
I thought it was the outlandish things he was saying on the internet.
That probably, too. Andrew Tate.
I mean, I think either of those are definitely reasonable.
Trafficking.
Bro, the FBI's going to be like,
this is a joke. This is a joke. This is a joke till we can figure it out.
For legal reasons, this isn't slander.
Damn. Okay, The Guardian. That's kind of... inside the violent, misogynistic world of TikTok's new star, Andrew Tate. That doesn't say anything about sex trafficking. Hmm. Oh.
It had something to do with, like, taking advantage of girls, like fans.
Police raid MAGA king of toxic masculinity and human trafficking, according to the DailyBeast.com.
Mr. Beast has his own network now?
Fuck you. But Tate's treatment of women had an ugly side. In 2016, he was booted off the British version of Big Brother over a video of him hitting a woman with a belt. Yeesh.
What the fuck?
Where?
Oh, shit.
On a TV show.
Well, no, but like where?
Oh, where on her body?
I mean, because like if it's like spanking. I mean, but it
was... It's all about consent, though.
Well, they kicked him off.
Either way, like if she complained about it,
yeah, then obviously
it was
it
was an issue.
Yeah.
In a YouTube channel, Andrew Tate said 40% of the reason he moved to Romania, damn, he's not even, okay, I didn't know he was in Romania, was because Romanian police were less likely to pursue sexual assault allegations.
What the fuck?
What?
See, that kind of shit, I'm like, bro, what? This isn't calm.
Dude, because I keep seeing that stupid fucking video, it's like, oh, it's a broken society. That's why I moved to Romania. When the police are killing people in the streets, it's a broken society. You know, and
when they're after me for...
Yeah, apparently. That's crazy.
Damn.
So, allegedly, they're saying that's why he moved over.
Yeah.
Or that's, did he say that, or?
No, that was a quote. Yeah, that was a quote from, the quote from the article was a quote from Andrew. A quote inside a quote. Yeah.
Oh, dude, that's like.
Fuck Andrew Tate.
That's just blatant at that point.
Well, yeah. Now we have the GBD official stance on Andrew Tate. Fuck that guy.
That's what I'm saying, though. Like, some people are like, it has to be a joke. And some people are like, no, like, we legit believe this. I'm like. Why
do you believe it?
Yeah, like, how? What,
dude, you know what's funny
as fuck?
Being
a man on the internet, is supposed to be, you're supposed to be goofy, a silly guy.
You know what's fucking funny as shit?
What up?
There was a dude in that training program that I was in that, like, no. That was
did he
like
buy
that.
Into it?
No!
No, but he, like, thought like that. Like, oh, he's like, bro, here, I've been reading these books on, like, how to be an alpha and shit. I'm like,
wait, what?
Yes!
You gotta read a book on how to be a fucking
It's not
man.
Even that, but, like, it's not even, like, books, whatever, like, material.
Yeah, right, right.
You know, he'd be like, oh, I was watching this, you know, like.
That's propaganda,
I think he had, like, a great message, you know, because... You know, XYZ, you know, it's just all that toxic masculinity shit.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
I'm reading this book about like healthy masculinity and I'm like I'm reading like other people how, and what they think, like that toxic shit. I'm like,
but what is considered like healthy? You know what I mean?
Because
that's such, you know, because it's just, like,
I mean, it's very, it's subjective. Yes. But like being vulnerable is healthier than being closed off and like in denial.
True.
Like being honest with yourself, your intentions, like what you really think, how you really feel is healthier
from like a psychological standpoint,
right?
Yeah, okay. See, right. That makes sense,
right?
You know, but like if we're just talking about like, oh, you shouldn't act this way because
that makes you a beta.
Yeah, see, that's like now we're talking about, you know, it's like, oh, this dude's soft as fuck because he has hobbies, you know?
Yeah, like
his hobbies.
Sorry,
aren't
I enjoy life,
money,
but that's what I'm saying. Like people who say stupid shit, like I'm like, okay, sorry.
You know what I mean? It's like, you know, going back to that whole thing, like societal norms and shit.
Yeah, society just sucks, dude.
We live in a society.
Society's broken.
Jerry, we live in a society, Jerry.
Oh, dude, speaking
Can you play a society horn, please, Noah?
But, George, you created the society that you live in.
Jerry, I'm not happy with it.
The society horn is reborn.
Kramer, what do you mean we live in a society?
Speaking of, like...
Yeah, Jerry.
The fucking
Come on,
Joker.
Man, let me riff.
What?
So, oh, come on, bad. Man, let me riff.
My bad, go ahead.
No, I'm done.
The moment's passed.
Yeah.
My bad. I didn't mean to steal your thunder.
Jerry.
No, but there's that guy on TikTok. He's like pretending to be a young Joker.
Is he like the, when I say peacock, no one bats an eye. But when I say poopcock, everyone loses their mind.
No, it's like a different guy. So he'd be like Joker at the like fucking during recess or whatever.
What?
And he'd be like, Timmy, here's what I want you to do. They want us to play nice. But here's my plan. I want you to ride this bike as fast as you can. You know what I mean? It's just like convincing other people to do chaotic shit.
Yeah.
And then he's like, and while you're riding your bike, I'm going to throw a ball at you. You know what I mean? And it's just like weird shit like that. I know I've sent a couple to you guys. Cause I think
that's funny.
Bro, why do people choose chaos, bro?
It's a ladder.
Chaos is the only thing that makes sense.
No. Choose peace, bro. Choose love.
But peace doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it's just kind of hard, to be honest with you.
I'm hard right now.
Hey, yo. Do you got that grip, though?
No. Why? How would I have a grip if I'm hard?
You got that llama grip, bro?
That llama grip. Jimmy's mom.
Why a llama? I would think the duck grip because
no, he's obsessed with llamas.
Oh,
it's a callback to the show.
Yeah, what the fuck, bestiality, bro?
She was nasty, Jim. I mean, real nasty. That was no ordinary housewife.
Don't say that,
dude,
yo.
That had me dying, bro.
Yeah, when he said that, I was like, I'm
play
so
it again.
We're going back, folks.
No, I'm just kidding. You okay.
What if they made a trap meat song out of that?
Jimmy's mom.
Trap music.
Jimmy's mom has got it going on.
She's got that sock, and I've been waiting for so long. Jimmy, can't you see that your Sydney's not the girl for me?
Yeah.
I know it might be wrong, but I'm in love with Jimmy's mom.
Jimmy's mom
has got the vacuum sock.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, we're cooking with gas.
There you go.
Yeah.
Fuck, I can't believe it's there. Oh, fuck, I got to pack, yo.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we hit the road tomorrow, boys.
Fuck, I am not packed.
Oh, boys.
What's the weather going to be like?
Oh, yeah. I saw rain.
What?
Fuck!
Oh, dude, come on, man.
So pack your rain boots.
I don't have rain boots. I've got Crocs.
Yo, when I went to the baseball game last time, I wore steel toes, and security had to pat me down.
Oh, damn. My God. Why, could you set it off?
Yeah, yes. Steel.
It's fucking metal, dumbass.
Well, saw the Nats play? Right on.
I've got metal in my leg. That shit doesn't get set off.
Bro, that's fake metal.
It's titanium. That's real metal.
Bro, that's the cheapest metal you can buy.
It's a high of 66, a low of 61, 80% chance of rain.
But what about at night? Gotta hit the bars.
Titanium ain't cheap.
Bro, 78%. Humidity, 100%. Precipitation, 73%.
Dude, I don't know why my brain is so fucking smooth right now. I'm looking at the weather app, and I can't figure out how to...
Wait, what?
How do I add Blacksburg?
Yeah, okay, I figured out. You've never heard that?
Smooth brain?
Yeah, in your smooth brain. Oh. Or if you do something smart as fuck, like, fuck, wrinkly my brain is so fucking wrinkled right now.
What the fuck?
Bro? Yeah, it's like more wrinkles.
Yes, the fissures. Yes, yes, yes.
Fuck you. The Mylon sheaths?
Yo, not the sheaths.
The what? Sheaths? I'm trying to unsheath my balls.
Oh, my God.
Dude, no.
I can't think for shit right now. I think my... my caffeine is finally running out.
No. Yo, wait. So the Powerpuff Girls, when the mayor is putting that pencil in, is that considered hentai?
It might just be fan service.
I
was going to say something.
Say
but
it.
No, fuck no. I'm going to get roasted. Fuck no.
Please. Where are they?
Rachel.
Shit.
Rachel. Say it, Daddy, please.
No, I'm not. I'll tell you guys off the
pod. Man, fuck out of here, dog.
He's scared.
Dude, fuck. Yeah, dude, I'm scared. You guys are savages,
yo,
man.
Yo, text that shit. Text it right now.
No, fuck no.
I'm not going to read it. Just text it. I'll be like, damn, that's crazy.
I'll read it. No, I'm too dumb.
No.
You can't read. No, bitch, you can't even spell.
It's true. I can't.
No. It says Saturday. It's not going to rain.
What are you talking? Blacksburg, Virginia, you fuck.
Oh, I'm in Richmond.
What the fuck? Not even the right city.
At I least just get a right ton state, of ads. Buddy. This is fucking terrible.
Oh, crazy. It looks like it's going to rain on Saturday, guys.
At night.
Stupid. He really is. At night.
At night.
Yeah, sometimes my brain just be straight taint, bro.
What the fuck?
Taint. Yeah. It's
going to dry as shit.
It's going to rain.
This is guys being dudes word of the day.
Taint. Still planning a trip to Blacksburg. Fuck off. Yeah, it's about it gonna rain.
Oh God, the cookies.
Yeah,
the fucking. Do you accept these cookies if you want to continue on our night,
dude?
Yo, one time
so many ads, I can't even fucking use it.
One time I got so hammered at tech that I bought cookies, and then I had the audacity to call my bank and was like, "Hey, I was charged this."
Oh my God,
you did not
piece of shit.
No, but hold up. Then I remembered
you were that down bad.
That's how wasted I was. And then
I thought you were just broke as shit.
Fuck
you
that.
Buy groceries. Do you have YouTube TV? Like,
no, it was a cookie off like the boots.
Do you have
like,
YouTube
fundraisers.
TV?
YouTube TV?
Yeah.
You mean when you can like project?
Yeah, you can connect it.
Okay.
It's like the
what's that shit called? It's like
Samsung.
A word for it.
Oh, but I don't want to connect it to the phone.
What?
What the fuck? Why is it so quiet?
Because I'm trying. All right, how do I connect it?
What?
Searching for devices. Are you the Samsung
TU77 or whatever?
Nice. It's thinking.
What are you showing us?
No, it's fucking football.
Oh, because it started.
Up.
Yes. Sign in, surf TV with your remote. Excuse me. Okay.
What?
Why does it make? There we go. Fuck yeah, dude. That's me, bro.
Shaquille O'Neal looks really weird now.
Yeah.
Shaquille O'Neal?
That was not Shaquille O'Neal.
I was like, what the fuck? That was not Shaquille O'Neal.
That was not Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah. All right, cool. So it's not playing through here. That's nice.
Yeah. Who's playing now?
I don't know.
No, I mean, like, on the TV. Like, who the fuck?
Oh, it's going to be the Rams and the Bills.
Rams are going to win.
No, the Bills can lose. I need Josh Allen to throw five touchdowns.
Dude, I keep seeing those fucking,
it's beautiful.
Those IG reels of people that lost fantasy football bets.
Yeah, it's about that time.
Yeah, dude, those are so fucking funny.
Yep, if you come in last place, you got the punishment.
Yeah. Are you guys in, are you in a league right now?
Yeah, in one right now.
Oh, true. What do you guys have as winner or loser?
I don't know. I know it's cash. I don't know what the loser has to do.
Oh, so it's just a cash pool, winner takes all? Or?
Yeah.
Nice. Was it like $5, $10?
$5 buy-in.
Oh, okay. That's not bad.
Not too shabby. It's beautiful. It's everything I've ever wanted.
It's got the juice.
It's got the juice, man. It ain't taint. Damn. I love football, man. Oh, my God.
I don't know. It's all football. I mean, we're at an hour, man. Let's just wrap it.
Fuck it. Let's get the fuck out of here, boys.
Yeah, boys. All right.
It's the boys.
Mike Tirico. All right, fellas. Are you trying to GBD beat us?
All right. Yeah.
Goodbye, everybody.
I love you.
Damn, son. Where'd you find this? You.
What's better than this? Guys being grumps. Guys being